Olds, the town of Olds' share of policing costs over the next 5 years is expected to rise by about $800,000, including the cost of two more police officers, according to an RCMP five-year forecast. As a result, the town of Olds' policing costs are expected to increase from $2.1 million this year to $2.9 million by 2029-30. Corporate Services Director Sheena Linderman updated Town Council on the estimation during the July 2 Committee of the Whole meeting. "This will have an impact on property taxes," she wrote in a briefing note to Council. The town of Olds obtains its policing services from the RCMP. As per the Municipal Police Service Agreement, the municipality pays 70% of that tab and the federal government covers the other 30%. Town James Cummings noted that when the town's population hits a certain level, the percentage of RCMP policing costs that the town of Olds will have to pay rises. He wondered what that threshold is. "It's 15,000, Chief Administrative Officer Brent Williams said. "At that point and beyond, the town of Olds would have to pay 90% of RCMP policing costs." Cummings asked if the town of Olds is putting money aside to cover those extra costs. Linderman said that will be made clear in budget discussions. Town Darren Wilson also expressed concern about the cost increase. "I guess at the appropriate time we will get further details around what's driving the total increase," he said. "I like the forecast and I certainly appreciate the role that RCMP provides in terms of enforcement and the difficult role they have, but like everything else, I guess that's one more bitter pill for the town of Olds to have to swallow." Director of Protective Services Justin Andrew said in addition to the projected two more officers, the money is anticipated to cover increased costs for other RCMP-related things like replacement of service pistols, tasers, body armor and other equipment. "They are trying to make an inclusive statement or estimation of the cost of replacing all of that gear," Andrew said. "And of course there is that perception or the reality that we're going to see increased costs for more staff in the contracts going forward." Council voted to accept the five-year forecast as information.